Montgomery.
Thank you.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you too.
Glad you're here. I like that orange tie. It's beautiful. Come on, sit down.
You were the first piece in the rebuilding of the defense. Is that important to you that you were?
It's very important. It's mainly part of the reason why I'm here. What was on the table for me, in my mind, wasn't about money. For me, it was, what's the makeup of the team and what's their future? Where do I fit? I'm capable of doing a lot of things. I'm not too tall, but I'm not too short. So that means I can play DN and I can play D tackle. I'm not too big, but I'm not too small. So I can play inside and I can play outside. I'm fast and I'm quick, but I'm not the fastest guy. So, you know, I have abilities to create mismatches between guys.
You think it makes offensive linemen a little crazy to try and figure you out, especially if they move you around a lot as the plan is?
Yeah, I think it makes it hard on them because they're trying to figure out, A, what does this player do? B, how can I block this guy in this blocking scheme? C, is he really that good? So I think it puts him under a little bit of pressure.
Have you looked in the mirror and asked yourself that same question?
I ask myself that every day. That's why I push myself. I guess there's a difference when players play for the enjoyment of the game, when players play because it's an opportunity, and then there's those who play, you know, to leave a mark. And, you know, those are the ones that people tend to emulate, like Walter Payton, you know, Emmitt Smith, Gale Sayers.
It's interesting that you rattled off a couple of Bear legends who happen to be running backs, which is what you did in high school, yeah. And tore it up quite a bit, too. So in Colorado, you were quite the running back slash linebacker. Yeah, I know you had a 335-yard game once in high school.
Yeah, I had a few 300-yard games.
Oh, but, few. Pardon me.
No, that was just pure fun. I mean, being able to touch the rock every time. In high school, it's just, you know, it makes it exciting because you have a chance to pretty much put your team on your back.
You are a soft-spoken, smiling, nice guy. We hear this all the time. Certain guys, but once they get out of the field, put the gear on, and bam, they're somebody else. So are you?
I believe, yeah. I'm completely different on the field. Never nice. I don't think
do you I'm, surprise yourself even sometimes?
I don't surprise myself. You know, when you play, everything's good within between the whistles and the rules of the game. So, you know, you just go as hard and as violent as you possibly can. And, you know, I enjoy that.
Do you have a favorite quote of all time that really moves you every day?
My dad told me when I was a kid, he said, whatever you do, you have to make yourself a commodity. So I keep that in my head, and I say that to myself often. Like, if you don't make yourself a commodity, if you don't make yourself needed, then people are gonna pass you by.